Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind podcast. Today's podcast episode number 307. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Mondays with Mello. And today we're delving into feeling stuck and in a rut. So it happens to the best of us. I will admit it's happened to me where I am working and writing and creating, and then I hit that wall, and it's like, what do I do, right? Because you're just not as motivated sometimes. Like, there are days where, you know, you're going to have it all in you. You're going to give your 100%, and then there's days where you're just not going to be motivated. And you're not going to want to be consistent in your work either. And you surely don't want to be disciplined at all either. When it happens to you, I think it's more of you're not sure where your life is heading, right? Like, and it can be anything, not just goals that you have or things that you're working toward. You know, you can be in a rut in just the simple things, just taking care of your home, cleaning, cooking, going food shopping, whatever it is, right? Because your life is just monotonous. You're constantly doing things. Now, if you are someone who works toward their goals on a regular basis, you're going to start questioning yourself. You're going to start having concerns. You're going to start having the self-doubt in your mind. I've been there, trust me. When I was in my first, I would say probably 2 years of me writing my books and publishing them and trying to get them noticed and book promotion and all of those things, right? I did hit a rut, and I was saying to myself, like, what am I doing? Like, is this what I'm supposed to be doing with my life? And yeah, great. I have all these book ideas and all these things that I want to do, but like, are the results going to show for themselves? And sometimes we have to eliminate the mindset of thinking about the results and thinking about the end goal. And sometimes we need to just embrace the journey a little bit and just know that your work is going to show when it's supposed to, when it's, you know, the right time, right? When these things do happen, the best thing to do is to look deep within. And what I mean by that is you start to take the time to get to know yourself and your mindset and your thinking, because your thinking is what's going to determine how far you're going to go with anything that you're doing in life. Starting a business, art, writing, creativity, anything that you have a love and passion for. And if you think for a moment that some of the best, most successful people in the world currently do not go through the feeling stuck and feeling in a rut, not feeling creative or not feeling innovative, they all go through it. They do. And I'm not talking like, you know, the big CEOs at all these big companies. I'm talking about just the simple people, you know, that you see in your everyday life, or even the motivational speakers that you may see, or, you know, the people who are, you know, owning a small business and they're, you know, working on something creative, you know, to grow their company. It's not easy. It's not easy at all. And you got to think, for me, I've been, you know, doing this podcast for over 3 years, and I continue to, you know, be as creative as possible with different topics of discussion and things that I hope I can get you to think about, you know, from time to time. So also part of looking deep within, it really means quieting the world for a little while. And what quieting the world means is like eliminating everything as far as distractions, from technology to people to, you know, all the outside forces. I call it noise pollution. sometimes we need to slow down and just be within ourselves. No phones, no iPads, no tablets, no Android phones, no laptops, you know, no televisions, no people around you, whatever, right? There's this park that's near my house, and it's, I would say, like a 7-minute walk, but I can fly there and get there in like 3 minutes on my bike, right? And when I get there, you know, I go to, you know, play basketball. The biggest thing that I've noticed about that park, and I go during the day, I've never really gone in the evening, anything like that. I might down the road, but point is, when I'm riding into the park, I have to go through a parking lot to get to the basketball court. And it's a very long, you know, ride to kind of get all the way into the back of the park. The one thing I notice is a lot of people are just in the park, sitting in their cars with the engine shut off, and they're just there. There's no music playing. They might be on their phones, but a lot of times people are just sitting there. And they're just decompressing from everything, the world, just anything that they're dealing with and going through, they're there just to just get away from everything. And there's a nice little lake in the park, so some people face that direction to look at the lake. There's a lot of trees, all that stuff. It's one of those like older parks that's been around for probably a century, I would take a guess at. But it has like a very relaxing feel. So that's what I mean when I say quieting the world. Sometimes it does require you to get in your car, go for a drive, listen to music, whatever it is, right? Sometimes it, if you live alone, it's easy to be alone, you know, in your house. It may require you to go do something to decompress. It can be anything, whether you, you know, like to bowl, like to run, like to go to the gym, like to ride your bike, whatever it is. For me, a decompressor is me riding my bike. It just gets my mind off of just anything. I don't think about a single thing when I'm riding my bike and I'm playing basketball. I am just enjoying the music that is coming from my earplugs. Literally, I don't think about anything. I don't worry about what I have to do, nothing. Like those 2 hours on Friday for me is huge. Like no one calls me, no one texts me that much. Like it's just me, it's my own time. It allows you to like refresh your mind, recalibrate your brain, like, and to break away from all of the same things that you're doing on a regular basis, taking care of your home and cooking and cleaning and laundry and, you know, paying your rent or mortgage or, you know, all of these things that are normal and routine. It gets tiring. It gets mundane. You know, your corporate America job, take a day off. Like, don't even explain to yourself, hey, I'm taking a mental health day. Hey, I'm taking a sick day. I need a moment, right? So you need to do that. It's necessary. It, like, getting into a rut is not going to, like you continuing to do and push and all that stuff. It's not healthy for you. Like, your mind is telling you you need a break. Your body's telling you you need a break. You got to listen to it, right? I mean, I know, like, I always talk about, you know, pushing yourself and staying motivated, staying inspired. Like, I do a lot of content on that. But there's also those times where you got to take a moment and you got to slow down. And the biggest thing for me is I'm starting to slow down now. I mean, I'm approaching 8 years of just doing all of this amazing work. And I love it. It's fun. It's exciting, you know. There's things I'm looking forward to next year that I, you know, look forward to sharing, you know, with you guys, you know, in December. I'm not going to share with you now. Sorry. But it's okay to be in a rut. Don't feel like, oh my goodness, I have to keep going. You don't. There are days like I work my corporate America job. I get off work, I eat dinner, and then I'm looking at my own laptop and going, no, not tonight. And that's okay. I'm okay with that. So be okay with taking a moment for yourself. Be okay with just being in the moment with someone you know, that's important to you in your life, or people that are important to you in your life. It's only going to refresh you a little bit. I know people, you know, who are great at what they do, and they take a moment for themselves. They do take a few days off, and that's good. So do that for yourself if you are feeling, you know, you're in a rut, you're constantly like on the go, on the move, and feeling like, you know, I don't know what to do with myself. Take a break. That's what you need to do with yourself. And it goes a long way. So I just wanted to drop some words of wisdom, a couple of experiences that I've dealt with and been through. Hopefully it helps you. And hopefully you will take some time for yourself, and not just, you know, when the holidays come or anything like that. Just take time for yourself whenever you need to. All right, y'all, that's my podcast for today. I thank you for listening. As always, have a good week. Be good and go accomplish your goals.